Okay. Okay. Now, it's an interesting thing. We just said yesterday on the top line, Kimlo Rabbonon, that they knew the Chamshim B'Shita. Basically, they knew that the Shia Yanika of this talk of smaller plants is 1.5, so they needed 3. I find this a very interesting Gemara. I mean, very often in the Gemara we find that Chazal knew this, Chazal knew that. The Gemara is a question of how they knew it. See, the Gemara has had, you know, get a chance to research. It was interesting. What is a Minolon the Kimlo Rabbonon Nilsahi? The way Rashi understands it means, how do we have a marker somewhere that people could know such a thing? Is it possible for people to know? How do people know the Shia Yanika? How did they ever determine that? And the Gemara is going to show from Psukim that there were people Amol who knew this, so it's no Pella that Chazal knew it. It's very interesting. I mean, you find the Gemara Chazal knowing all sorts of things. The person asks this type of question. I don't know. Where do we see that people knew that people could know this type of a thing? Now, the Poshi Pshat, that Poshi Pshat, meaning, if my land bounds your land and there's a fence, middle of the night I shouldn't go move the fence over if we're basically stealing your land. We're learning here waiting at a different move on here also, that it also means, let's say this is the lot line, this is my property, it's your property, and you have stuff planted nearby. I shouldn't go too close to plant, because my plants being close will weaken your plants. Not the kelayim, I'm talking about kelayim. We're talking about being mazik to the guy. So again, now what's that gvul? I mean, what's the gvul? What's the gvul of how close before my stuff is being going to go for your stuff? Gvul shegovlu rishonim lo sasik. The gvul that the early people decided, they knew what that amount was. You shouldn't cross that line. So apparently people knew it. My gvul rishonim. Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmoni, Omer Reb Yonasan. I think Rashi brings in Chumash. It's at the end of Ayishlach, then we start going through the generations of Esau. Afterwards it says, Eilab Nei Seir HaChoyri, Yoishvei Ha'oretz. Explains to Mashur, this type of expression we don't find. You'll find in Chumash, Yoishvei a certain place. They lived in Seir, they lived here. It's an interesting expression, Yoishvei Ha'oretz. They lived on the land. It's the Gemara. What do you mean to say? The Seir people lived on the land. The rest of the people lived in the sky. What kind of expression is that? All people live on the land. Elit means shehoyu bekiyin biyeshuvah shel oretz. They were yeshuvahs. They knew very. They were good agricultural people, agronomists. They knew very well the workings of the land. Shehoyu oimrim meloy kona zela zayis. This piece of land is good for growing olives. Meloy kona zela gefanim. This piece is good for grapes. Meloy kona zela ta'enim. This is good for figs. Explains Rashi. And they could parcel out the land. They had that field. They knew this parcel will plant this. This parcel will plant this. Obviously, they also knew how close you could get one to the other. Else, they wouldn't know what they're doing and put one on top of the other. So you see that these people early in Chumash knew this, so it's possible that people could know that. Okay. Meantime, we're darshaning the rest. What's Chayri? The word Eilu Bnei Seir HaChayri. They were Bnei Seir. What's that? It's Chayri. The Chayri Shemarichim Eso Oretz. They. We're learning it with flipping the letters around. It says Ches Reish. You make it Reish Ches Reach. They could sniff. The Rashi brings the Chumash. They could smell the land and they would know what's going on over there. V'chivi, it says in biting that parasha. What's mean chivi? Now chivi happens to be lost in a snake. Omer Apopo, show you toyim in a soretz kechivi. Like a snake eats the dirt. They could taste the earth and know what it was good for. Now, going back to chayri, the first drosha in chayri was a switcher. You took the word chayri, ches reish, you made it reish ches. Which has the mashur points, we find a lot in Chumash. Kesev and keves means the same thing. Simlo and salmo, you find words like that. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to darshan it straight. Chayri, miloshin chayrin, freedom. Ravacha b'yagim amachorizim chayri, shenasu b'nei chayrin min chseyim. They got free of their belongings, meaning they lost their stuff. Because it says in the Pasuk, ubnei Esav Yiroshum, the Bnei Chayri were knocked out. The Bnei Esav took over their land. Okay, that was our pause. Now we have to take a deep breath and don't release it till the end of blood, because it's stick going from here. How are you, Zoma? Welcome back. I forgot to welcome you yesterday. Did the day before. Anyway, we're right in the middle. He came at a bad time. Okay, let's go. Now, again, our basic unit. Let's get back. I should have brought a piece of paper. I forgot again. Yeah, you don't mind if I use scribble on it? Okay, we're going with Rashi again. There's a lot of different pshatim. I'm sticking with Rashi. It has its bumps, but we'll go with it. Our basic thing is a 6x6 box, which we can play in 5 different meanings. The way Rashi does it, you do it along this wall like this. So basically, I'm just doing the picture of Gemara right now. 4 different types along the walls. My art is terrible. And one dead center. Again, because the corners are not planted. Because this Rashi understands when you go perpendicular, basically, that doesn't bother because you see the dim. They're not right on, they're right on top of each other. And Rashi explained, it don't really doesn't really matter if they're on top of each other. It just has to be visually separated. So Rashi considers this, if this is planting this directional, this is going this directional, well, machana shetel do, multi-directional, I see that. I know what it means, but this is multi-directional. And the one in the middle, though, is a different problem, because there you need some, there it won't be so nicker. So there we need 3 tvachim, because 1.5 is the shear, so that the total, you need 3. There's nothing dividing but that shear of your nigger, so make it 3. That's our basic unit. So our base, what they call an aruga, a patch. So the basic is what? It's 6x6. Now, let's please understand, when you plant in a field, it's not the only aruga in your field, it's about 6 tvachim. You're planting patches all over the place. So now, when we say an aruga 6x6, there's a border on every aruga. There's got to be some space over here, simply speaking, where you walk to tend your thing, where you walk to water. Now that's going to be a tefach, right? So you got it. Now, one could make a mistake and say that when now that's going to be a tefach, right? Now basically, it's bounded by a square, another square, one more tefach, which is not planted. That's a walkway, okay? That's basically your walkway for how you walk around it and do your work. So now, that's obvious. It's got to be something like that. You can't plant your whole thing. We're going to walk, okay? So the Mishnah said it's a box of 6x6. I could have made a mistake. I could have thought that 6x6 is including the walkway, which would actually make my planting area 4x4, because I'd be coming in. Now that's all the story. Then you have 2 tvachim. Right. It comes to the point that that's not what we mean. When we mean 6 planting area, exclusive of the walkway. 6 is the area, meaning we got our 3 in the middle. Okay, but this is the easy part. Omer Ravasi, aruga toichavov. When I say aruga 6x6, I mean the inside of the aruga, the part that's being planted. Chutz migvul leo, exclusive of the gvul, meaning the walkway. Tanya nami hochi, aruga toicho shisha. Now the Gemara is gvula hakama, how much is the gvul? Now you'll ask me, what do I care how much is the gvul? Make whatever gvul you want, what's the difference? But we want standardized things, right? He says, not okay here, lamoshal. What if I sell you an aruga? How much do I have to give you? There's a standardized amount. That means we're going to standardize the amount. It's going to be a tefach. It means if I contract to sell you an aruga, I got to give you 6x6 plus, I got to give you 7x7. Well, 8x8, really. It's 8x8. Because the kamo gvuleo. I'm sorry, gvuleo bekamo. Kiditnan. Rebudoma roichav kimloi roichav par. So the width of a foot that you can walk, which is a tefach. Which happens to be a tefach. Omer Abzei Rebbe Tamei Bchanina Bapapa. My time of Rebbe Yehuda. Where did he get it from? The chsiv v'heshkiso biragelcho kigana yorok. You didn't have to say you water with your foot. The Torah is coming to tell me, and that's the size of my regel tefach. I mean, approximated the width of a foot is a tefach. Avgul nami tefach. Okay, now we start the real work. Now we said we can do this, right? To maximize, again, we're trying to maximize what you're doing over here. We're taking a 6x6 box and we're jamming it with 5 different meanings, and you can get away with it. Now, that's very interesting, but you don't plant an aruga in the middle of nowhere. L'chura, it's surrounded by, oh, that's this picture. Before we get, it's a little different. It's now, let's just think for a second. If you now, we the next aruga would be right here, let's say. Right? Now the distance from the end of this one to this one is the 2 walkways. It's 2 tvachim. You got a problem on your hands here because you're planting this whole thing, tomatoes. And this one, you're going to plant cucumbers. Here you got a problem. This is not angled. This is not multidirectional. It's parallel lines. And all you got is two tefachim. You got a problem. You're going to be too close. Says Rav, you're right. When the Mishnah gave us this planting, it's only a lone patch. If it's surrounded, we're going to have to redo our system because it's going to be too tight. That's Rav's.
Are you giving the same measurements for climb the Raisa as climb the Rabbana?
Well, we're talking about Klai Zeroy, I mean, whatever it is. Rashi happens to say it's the Rabbana on here, which everybody jumps
sure
on his neck. No, it's not Klai Kerem. We're not talking about Klai Zeroy. We're talking about Klai Zeroy. Tomatoes and
there's a few.
Rashi says Rabbanan. Everybody disagrees with it. The Mufurish Gemara says it's all right. It's a very strange Rashi. Yeah. Rashi in the Mishnah says it's Rabbanan. Everybody says it's impossible.
Just Eretz Yisrael, though.
Yeah. That's for sure. But Pashto said it's all right. They don't like this Rashi. They have two Gemaras against it. Rashi does say it's Rabbanan, but it's irrelevant. It's not going to make any difference. Says Rav, when I gave you this layout, I meant a lone patch. That's Rav says. Omar Rav, aruga b'churva shoninu. This aruga that I'm allowing you to five, meaning the four around the walls and the one in the middle, that's an aruga in a disaster area. I mean, everything else is wiped out. It's a aruga by itself. I'm not worried about the sides. But there's things around, you're going to have to redo the whole system. You're too tight. Okay? Oh, Freg de Gemara, I have an eitzah for you. I could do this and surround it. And that's this picture of Rashi. In other words, you're right. This I can't do. But what I can do is I can move it off center a little bit. You see the picture in the Rashi? Instead of having it in the middle of each side, which is going to put you back to back, you move them to the corners. Welcome, cronus. Meaning, here's this aruga. Right? Here what we did is we planted this, 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 and this. So when you plant the next one, this, you're right up against each other. Don't do it that way. Do it this way. Let's go off center. Pull it into the corners. Okay? So now the next one, when this one is over here, what you do is, you plant, now, when you do it this way, they're right next to it. We do it here. This is this way. You plant this one this way. Up to then you keep a tefach space here, Rashi says. So now you're not up against each other. In other words, why do you have to say, Rav, that the Mishnah is talking about a lone aruga? I can get away with five, not a lone aruga. I can't do it this way. But if I move it off center into the corners, I can do it. This picture of Rashi is the picture. Vuhigamokim kronis. Go into the corners, shift everything over, and the one next to it, shift the other way. Okay? Amrei be Rav, Mishmei de Rav. Because Rav didn't learn our way. Rav didn't learn the Mishnah way. We learned it this way, right? You're doing partially the wall. So what's the big deal? Just move it over around into the corners. He understood different. He understood what you did was this. You did this whole wall on this side, this whole side on this side, a little bit in the middle here, a little bit in the middle here. The entire north wall, the entire south wall, along this a small piece, along this a small piece. Now you're in trouble. Because when you go around with the other one, this here moving into the corners, you're dealing with the whole wall is full. So this one on top is going to have a full wall parallel. This side will be okay. But, well, that also not so good. But these walls are going to be in trouble. That's why he said, Bechor v'shanim. It's the Gemara, I don't understand. There's a strange thing you're telling me. You're telling me like this. If you learn the Mishnah the way we did, you're not filling the whole wall, then you could do it in a full field just by shifting into the corners. Rav learned the Mishnah was this way, full walls north-south. So therefore he had to make his statement that the Mishnah is talking about a lone patch. What do I have to do that for? Do it our way and let the Mishnah be talking that way. What's the big deal here, Chmei? You're right, if you do it this way, you got a problem. Why do you have to learn the Mishnah that way? Learn the Mishnah this way. And when you have it around it, you shift it into the corners. What's this, what's bothering him here? I understand. Maybe you're gaining a little bit this way. You have a little bit more continuous of your tomatoes. But understand, plant all around. You're telling me, do it this way and have only one patch. Understand practically. Go all around. And in the inner one, don't fill it up the way you said it. Do it our way. Which is a practical mission. We're trying to give a person an eitz over here. How to get the most out of his land. So Rav decides, the mission is telling you, do it this way and do only one patch. Why? do it our way, and that way you can get the whole area around. What's going on over here? Doesn't seem to make sense, Rav.
What can you just put by Rav? What can you just make more of a like a walkway?
He could, but he's saying this system, that way the standard system will not work. I mean, also, you're also losing arable land that way also. But the standard system, the way things are, just not going to work. That's true. But what's the big deal? Switch to our system and you have no problems. Lizra Mabroi, outside, meaning fill up the whole outside like Rashi claims. Below Limli Megavoy, don't fill up the wall on the inner one. He answers the Gemara, he's afraid. Gzeirishema Yemali Esakronis. You're telling him basically, you're telling him you can do this. You can put them all around if you do this. He's afraid that you'll... He's afraid you'll fill up all the way. And you fill up all the way, you're going to be in trouble. This is risky. And as you got it, when you do it all around, you got this one coming out, this one is coming out, this one with a tevach in between. And if he goes further, he's pushing afraid. So he basically is telling you, listen, don't put them all around. Do one. There you can maximize two walls, and that's it. Okay. Now, Frank, the more strange kashi here. This is a problem in Rashi. This is the Rishon HaMishnah. So Rashi is a bump. What is he afraid of, Rav? That you'll fill the wall completely. You'll plant like he usually does, and then you're stuck when you have the one next to it. Says, well, I don't care. Even if that, I don't care. V'lo yehei el rosh tor yerek. Now, rosh tor yerek is an interesting thing. Well, how they, the rosh tor means a triangle, like, you know, coming some point. The Mishnah say over there, let's say the Mishnah, milo tnanho ye rosh tor yerek nichnas tol sorach emuter. In other words, like this, we're not talking over it. Don't we have two big fields planted with stuff? So they were more or less, they used to plant fields square, more or less. I mean, so you have this field, and nearby you have another big field. So obviously, if you plant this field, and you plant this field right next to it, you're going to be trouble. Different meaning. But let's say. This is planted this way, and this field is planted this way, or it's planted on an angle. That's okay. That's called Rosh Tor, because it's obvious that this is one field, that's another field. You can see this is one field, this is another field. The reason we call it Rosh Tor, as she explains, is because usually when they would plow, at the end of the plowing, it would thin out towards the end. It would somewhat look like a triangle. For some reason, I don't know why exactly. So usually when they plowed, derech l'sofa sod elios miskatzeres acharisho. For some reason, they didn't plow straight lines to the end. Towards the end of the field, they would move in, and it usually would end off in somewhat of a triangular shape. B'kitzur, what that din says is, when you have two fields next to each other, and it's clearly two fields, be it this is this way, this is this way, or this is angled and this is not. You know what I mean? That's never going to cause a problem, as Rashi said before, because to the eye you clearly see, this is a field of tomatoes and that's a field of cucumbers, even though they're coming very close. But you see it's two fields. Understands? Asks the Gemara a strange question here. So let's drop back for a second. Rashi in the Mishnah, he said this basic configuration, we said. Right? So this one is coming very close to this one. The answer is that Rashi says, this to the eye, when one is going this way, and one is going this way, perpendicular, to the eye it looks different. This is running this way, this is running this way. That's basically the idea of Rosh Tor. Rosh Tor is an example, it doesn't have to be triangular. It has to be clear to the eye that we're dealing with two different things here. That's basically what Rashi said. Now, he's asking a funny kasha. Rav doesn't want you to do this picture. Even though the Chudas picture is okay. Everything is alternating, nothing is... Why? Because he's afraid if I let a guy do this, he'll go too far, and he'll do the whole wall. Then you have two parallel lines. So says, well, what do I care? It's still clear it's different. It's Rosh Tor. Now, this is a problem, because that's not Rosh Tor. These are two parallel. This is a kasha everybody has in Rashi. I don't have a good answer for you. This is a bump. This is one of the main bumps in Rashi. Why should this be Rosh Tor? I mean, I don't do Rosh Tor.
So it's clear that two separate.
That's how Tosis learns. Rashi, they don't like
it. That's what's meant by Rosh Tor. By Rosh Tor,
yeah, that's exactly what Tosis says. That's exactly what Tosis says. You see, this picture's wrong, but this picture is Tosis. When the Gemara asked to have Ika Mokum Kronis, use the corners. Rashi means move into the corners of your patch and you'll be okay. So he says, I don't know what it means. Christ, that's a cron. I don't know what it means. It means instead of putting them next to each other, put them like this shape. Put them in the corners. then everything will be much better. Then you take Rosh Torah. But I would like to stay with Rashi. I told you, this is a bump in Rashi. But they all asked, this is a bump in Rashi. Not clear where Rashi saw that that should be a Rosh Torah. L'chur, that's the problem case when you wind up with parallel lines. Okay. Answers the Gemara an interesting answer. Ain Rosh Torah ba'aruga. Whatever this het, a very interesting thing here. Whatever this het of Rosh Torah is, coming in from the sides, looking different, that doesn't apply. That applies when you have something big. A soda and a soda. So it's coming in on an angle, you can see the difference. When you're talking about small things, it's not that clear. The whole het of Rosh Torah will not apply by arugas.
By tall grain. That's just talking about.
Not too big, big areas we're talking about. We're going to get to that in a minute. Now, here we mean big areas. A small area, which makes sense. The smaller in you are, the less, when you take a field, let's say you plant an acre of wheat and an acre of barley, and they're angled, you're going to see it. You know what I mean? You're talking about very small pieces over here. What's six tvachim, the size of this Gemara? I mean, you're talking about a patch this size and a patch this size. Nothing's going to be all that clear to you. So you come with another patch right next door. You're not going to see it so clearly as two patches. I told you, I prefaced this, I don't know, it's flying here. Okay, let's proceed. Now, that was Rav. Rav is a conservative person, correct? We are all agreeing, basically, that I can get more out of this land. I can dead center one and put them all around just by off-centering. Going like Rav. Rav agrees. He says, don't do it, because I'm afraid you won't stick to your off-center. You'll move back in and you'll fill up your whole thing, then you'll be in trouble. Shmuel's not afraid of that. You're kind of guy. Shmuel Omar, aruga benhu aruga shoninu. Aruga benhu aruga shoninu. You can have one aruga. The Mishnah means one surrounded by others. Oh, now, ask the Gemara. It's like almost a redundant question. We know the answer already. The Gemara flipped back. The Gemara thought he meant this way. You can put them all around. Ask Gemara. Then you're just mixing the two parallel lines. These two parallel lines are going to mix with each other. Benayt Shul Akan, Shul Akan. No, I meant like we said before. I don't mean like this. I mean move this one up and this one down. This one this way, this one this way. This picture. You might thought it was this picture. This picture, if you put it all around, of course, is no good. Shmuel meant the Kasha we asked on Rav. You want to put them all around, just move them off center and get this picture. That's what Shmuel meant. Basically, the machloikis. Shmuel and Rav is, am I afraid? Do I allow a person? Everybody agrees this stroke, this setup is okay. Just Rav is afraid. If you let you do this, you're going to fill up the whole side, you're going to have to trouble. Shmuel's not afraid of it. Basically, everybody agrees on the reality. The question is, do we make that gezeira or not? Okay, now we come also to the difficult basic here. The base, again, back to the basic structure in Rashi. You have your 6x6, and I'm planting this row full, up to the corners, and one dead center. They go, oh, it's a very interesting question Gemara has here. You'll see there are difficulties on it. What's it like this? Instead of putting a dead center, I'm going to make a line going down like this dead center. In other words, instead of four and dead center, I'm going to pull a row down the center of this type. And that's now on the face of it, what's going on? Let's think for a second. We got a lot of problems here. First of all, this one is going right up against this one. But again, Rashi has this thing that perpendicular lines are okay, basically. Perpendicular lines are not going to be a problem. Okay. So separating this from this and this, the perpendicularity does it to the eye. Now, what about this and this and this and this? Okay, there I have my three tefachim. So Ilukhura should be alright. What's the problem here? Or what could be the problem?
What's the total size?
6x6. We're not basically 6x6 box. We're just expanding.
So the three tefachim is from the center of one row to the center of the other.
Yeah, that's a good edges. Yeah, correct. That's a kasha. Why is that the way? But that's how Rashi says. When we say 1.5 yanika, we mean 1.5 including Tosafot says that kasha. You don't really have three because it takes some space to plant the plant.
You don't have it three. Who says how wide the row is? You're going to go for the center.
It's one plant. One plant. It's one. We mean one plant. But even the plant, you still don't have three. So Rashi goes and tells you in the second teretz, when we say the shear is 1.5, that's inclusive of the plant. We don't mean 1.5 from where the plant ends. Inclusive of the plant. Or else it's never going to work out. You're right. You don't have that much space there. We do have to say that. That's true. In other words, whatever, let's say this is half an inch. I don't know how it takes to plant a tomato, whatever it is. When we say you got to go out 1.5, we mean including the space of the plant and out, 1.5 will cover you. Okay. So now, basically, instead of having this dead center, which means it's 3 off of this, 3 off of this, 3 off of this, and 3 off of this, we made it a row. So we still have our 3. I hear you got a headache. Rashi again goes with his business, the perpendicular lines are not a headache. So basically, we're okay over here. We got to make, there's going to be a shiloh if this is good. We have to get it basically, it should be all right. What's the shiloh? You're on top of each other. It says you're not on top of each other, because this way you have 3, and this way you have the perpendicularity. Did I make up the word perpendicularity? It is such a word, or I made it up. What? Now there is such a word. Correct. The shiloh, Noah Webster agrees with me. I hear. What's enough to mean if he agrees with me?
What's the word that that's
right? Yeah. What's enough to mean if Webster agrees with me? Anyway? What's enough to mean? The Ran says that based on Medalef in the Dorm, that all languages are the agreement of people. I mean, why is this called a table? Sata Veret, Sata Muvot. We decided to call it a table. I don't know, Pshat, Sata Gloshan HaKedesh. All right, the Ran says, all the shyness are Heskim B'nai Odom. Okay, we're agreeing on perpendicularity. Now, like this. So, basic, technically, we could get away with this. But Sofko, again, let's just remember, it's not a well-defined thing. But our basic concern is things shouldn't look mixed. It shouldn't look like a mush. Once it looks like a mush, it's no good. That's our problem. If the Gemara holds, maybe you're in a small area. No, yeah. These lines, parallel lines, are not separated by the acres. They're separated by this much space. You know what I mean? 3 tefachim is about 10 inches. What we're talking about over here. Talking about a box this big. You got a row of tomatoes, but a row of cucumbers over here, with a row of pickles over. I mean, green peppers over here. Could be, he wants to maybe, so like this, when you have this, 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 and this, and in the middle of dead center one plant, the Gemara is happy that it doesn't look mixed. But maybe when I pull a whole row, it's too much action going on over there. I mean, when I look at this thing, what do I see? I see a box like this with tomatoes, cucumbers, green peppers, potatoes, and chvestetvos. It don't look good. That's the Gemara Shaila, the Chula. That's what's going on. Technically, I could get away with it. But the overall picture, by extending that from one bulb, one plant in the middle to a line, am I getting too much action in here? Is it too crowded? Again, we're in a small space. This Gansaruga, you know, it's a headache, a blood Gemara. The Gansaruga is as big as this Gemara. A little bit bigger, Lamazogin. 6 tefachim. 6 tefachim, again, 3.5 inches. It's 21 inches. It's 21 inches by 21 inches. It's not much bigger than this Gemara, not much bigger. It's not much bigger than this. It's quite a small area here. Okay. That's the Gemara Shaila. Lefi Rashi. I warned you. There are devil lot of short them here. Bo b'marov. They asked in Eretz Yisrael. Hifkia tel emecho. Hifkia, interesting word. Hifkia means he dug out, meaning he broke ground, I would say in English. And that middle piece, he broke ground and made it a full row. Echo tel em. Tel em's a, not right, tel em's a furrow, I think. Unbelievable. Echo apnei kula mao. Is that okay? Omer Epsheishis, and the words of the Gemara, again, are very funny, but that's how we're going to go on Rashi. Omer Epsheishis, bo irbuv ubitles ashura. It's too much, irbuv means a mixture, a mush. When you got it like that, it breaks up your Hilchas Arug. It's too much going on over there. Bo irbuv ubitles ashura. He's not concerned. He says it's okay. You have your technical end here. This is perpendicular. Yeah, you have your 3 tefachim. It's okay. Okay, machloikis. Eisrei Ravino Ravashi. Interesting question here. It was going to ask a kasha. Hanoteya, shtei shuris, 2 lines of kishuan, cucumbers, I think. Shtei shuris, well, deluan, one of them is cucumbers, one of them is gourds. How did I touch it? Melons and gourds. Okay. Shtei shuris shall pull a mitzvah, some sort of a bean mortar. You're planting 2 rows of kishuan, 2 rows of deluan, and 2 rows of pula mitzvah. That's okay. Why? Because once it's 2 rows, we're talking in a field, we're not talking in a patch, we're talking in a big area. That already defines itself as a soda. That's already something. So when I look at it, what do I see? I see a soda of Kishuin, a soda of Deluin, and a soda of Pula Mitzri. They cut their own thing, and I see it as separate things. But Shurach shall Kishuin, Shurach shall Deluin, Shurach shall Pula Mitzri also. But if I have only one, I plant a row in a field, a row of Kishuin, a row of Deluin, and a row of Pula Mitzri, that's not good. Because one row is not seen as a soda by itself, that I should see everything is by itself. I have a big field. I make two rows. The two rows are big enough to be called a field. So that's a field that is, a field that is, a field that is. One row, there's not enough there in one row to be called its own thing. So what do I see? I see a field with three things mushed up together. So you see, one row is something that causes us, it's parallel rows when they're one at a time, is a mess. That's basically what you have in miniature in the Aruga now, in this Shiloh. You have three rows, two on the side and one coming down the middle. And you claim, Dravasi, that it's okay. You see from there that one row is considered mixed with one row next to it. Basically what the Gemara is saying. Answers the Gemara, an interesting answer. It depends. According to Ravasi, again, according to Rav Sheshes, that's good. That's exactly what Rav Sheshes said. But Ravasi allows that row running down the middle. It depends. This is an interesting thing. It depends what kind of vegetable is growing. When we said over there, and 1-1-1 is a problem, we're dealing, God says, shiny hocha, meaning there, deika sharach. Sharach is a rough word. I mean, Jastro translated as long leaves. In other words, it depends. If this row in the middle, the row is planted, let's say, is made up of something like wheat, or something like that, that grows straight up from what I know. Well, straight up. So you're going to have... you have three rows of things. That's okay. That's talking about plants, let's say a tomato plant, something like that, that flower. There, you're going to get a mix because the leaves going out are going to mix with these leaves going out. So it's not, what Ravasi is answering is, it's not an ironclad rule. When you have two rows, even though you got leaf problems, two rows is enough to be seen as a field unto itself. So when I look at three sets of two rows, I see three fields. I'm okay. If I have one line, it depends. If it's a type of plant that grows straight and doesn't flower out, then even one row, the eye will see as three fields. But if it's as a plant that flowers out, or leaves out, I don't know, how do they tie charach?
Entanglement.
It means they're crossing over. The leaves are crossing over. You get a mush looking down from the top, you're not going to see anything. Then it's a problem. Okay, now come on. What an interesting thing here. Yeah, we'll go again with Rashi. And again, it's all the... you saw that we're dealing with the optical illusion or non-illusion. We're going to call it what it looks like. Now, we're saying basically... if you have a garden with patches, we're limiting you, basically. Rav is really limiting you, but he without Rav, you have to make it lines, you got to move them into the corners. You're not getting your total space planted. Rabbi Yochanan came over with a brilliant idea. I got a way to fill up, we'll soon see, not all, but kemat all of the arable land in this garden. Doing the patches. Now, well, what's he going to do? He says like this. I got a new idea for you. You have your 6x6, right? Here's your 6x6 box. Forget about rows. I got a new plan in guns. We're going out of the linear look at life. Inscribe in here, that's how they say it. Inscribe a circle here. There's me. My circle's what? Of radius 5. I'm sorry, of diameter 5. Okay? This box is 6x6. I got a circle in here of 5x5. Okay? Now, and then I have my next box over here. Okay? Now, I want you to plant like this. forget rows. You see this circle of 5x5? Fill it up completely with tomatoes, if you're into tomatoes. If not, whatever you like, fill it up with. Now, I'm left, look at this box. I'm left with a surrounding area. I don't know what you call that shape exactly. You know this. Fill that up with whatever you want. We're putting cucumbers here, okay? Putting cukes in here. Okay? Got that? The circle is tomatoes, and that, I don't know what you call that shape exactly, is cucumbers. Now, yes, that's really wild. They were on top of each other. They're separated only by my pencil line. But to the eye, they're separate. Because this plant you're going to see as a circle. And this you're going to see as the border of the circle. That's good enough. And so when you're planting rows, normally people plant in rows. They plant linearly, and I say that exactly. They plant in rows. Then you're going to deal with parallel lines, perpendicular lines. He came up with a blitz, a new idea. Don't plant that way. Plant circles. The circle is clearly delineated to the eye from this thing that borders it in the square. So now, from this 6x6, I planted it completely. Every space in a 6x6 is planted. This whole circle is planted with A, and the whole border is planted by B. Now, let's go to the next box. The next box also has a circle in it, correct? Now, let's say in this border you have cucumbers here. And in this border you'll have green peppers, but that's okay. Because... Why is that okay? Just 1 second. That's going to be okay. Yeah, all right. Right, okay, good. Now, that's not the problem. So 1 second. Omer Avkan Rabbi Yehoshua wrote Salamalos called Ginoso Yerek, Osaruga Shishal Shisha, Voigel Bochamisha, Umemali Karnose, Komashi Yirtse. Because again, this border is clearly delineated from the circle, as it is, again, there's only two separating, and that's true, but it's not parallel lines anymore. It's a thing that looks like this, and a thing that looks like this. That's also nicker to the eye. So you're okay. But there's one problem here. You got a serious problem here. What would Rabbi Yechanan say? You want to fill up your entire garden. The Gemara thought he meant mamish the entire garden. They thought you're planting the walkways too. Now that's impossible, because that planted in here is right up against this stuff. That you're really going to have a problem with. V'ho'iko beini beini. The Gemara thought he meant mamish to fill up the whole field. Now you stuffed in the walkways too. That's jammed up against the other two. That can't be. I didn't mean that. Amri de Bei Rebiani b'machriv bein abinayim. He's leaving the bein abinayim. When he said his whole field, he meant the whole arable part of the field. A statement, doch. You got to leave the walkways. Or how are you going to play water or anything? But he's giving you a way, basically, to use all of the 6x6 in an entire field. You'll make 6x6 boxes. And before we had lines, whatever, now we can use the entire 6x6. Every single box, 6x6, you can plant. The walkways you're going to have to drop. Comes Rav Ashi, I have an etzer for the walkways too. I can have you fill in the walkways with another min. How you going to do that? Rav Ashi Omar, im hoyuzru im shesi zoran erev zoran shesi. Again, if this, he's saying like this, if this border over here is planted this way, let's say, plant the borders, plant the walkways this way. And if this is planted in this way, plant them this way. Make a perpendicular. He can get away with that also. He can give you the entire field with all sorts of meaning, and you get away with it. Eser Ravino Ravashi. Now, what was his new idea here? His new idea was, instead of looking at an aruga linearly, whatever that word is, look at it as a circle with a border. That's what he came up with here. And he's saying that the circle with the border to the eye is clear. That's basically what the Beautiful said. Okay. And the Gemara has a kasha, because we're going to have a brisa that seemingly says that the whole heter of aruga, where we allow 5 and 6, is only when it's square. Obviously, your system is not a guru. He's making a big assumption. I mean, assumption, whatever it is, that this idea of the circle, that the circle is clear to the eye off of the border. He came up with a new blitz here. Eisei Ravinu Ravash Avoidus Yerek B'Yerek Acher Shishutvochim. Meaning, how do you get different Yerokis in a 6x6? That's our Mishnah. V'royin Oysom Kitavlo Mirubas. So the Gemara understood, meaning, and I look at it when I treat it as a square. The way we're dealing with four, you can't bring it. Once you start with circular, you're going to lose your heter aruga. Kitavluhu deshori holav hochi oser. Circles are not going to help. Circular is not nicker to the eye, I guess, and it's a taruvas. So the Gemara, that's not what the Brisa meant. The Brisa meant a kula. You certainly can do the circular business. But if you do it square, you'll get a kula. Hosam la kuli bo kula chwin lahati rosh torah yoitze hemeno. The head of rosh torah, again, we said before that there's no rosh torah in an aruga. But that means aruga to aruga. But let's say a soda to an aruga. Here you have a patch, and you have a big field, they're coming right next to the patch. Then you will have the heter of aruga. I'm sorry, the heter of rosh tor. Meaning, if that field, let's say, is coming in at an angle to the aruga, and it comes right up against, I'm going to let you do it. That's only when this thing is square. Now that you can figure out for your own. I'm not sure what the cheshbon is. Could be that when you're talking about that kind of an angled thing, it's clear that it's different only if this is also square. But if this is round, you don't see it so clear. I'm not sure why, but that's what the Gemara is saying. You don't lose your heter aruga to a circle. We're saying you need merubas to get that other heter. If you want to use the heter of rosh tor, meaning you got a field coming. Strange case, you have an aruga right here and a field coming in right on top of it. But you're using that heter of rosh tor, meaning that the field's coming in on an angle, let's say, like this, towards the aruga that's this way. That'll only be if the aruga is planted as a square. You start off with circles, for some reason, that's not so clear to the eye.